Heidi and Frank show. David Duchovny released his debut album last week called Hell or High Water. The album contains 12 songs written by Duchovny himself, and it's available on Amazon.com. He's also starring in a new show called Aquarius, premiering on NBC next Thursday. And he also wrote a book
that
was released in February called Holy Cow, and it's also available on Amazon.com. So where would David Duchovny find time to talk to us? Well, he found time right now, and he's on the phone. Hello, David.
David.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. We're good.
Good to talk to you.
You know what? You know what's nice is hanging on the line. I'm in New York. I live here, and hanging on the line and listening to LA traffic reports just makes me kind of nostalgic.
Oh, yeah, for home.
Your album, Hell or High Water, I read where you says you never played guitar or had barely sung a note in public since flunking a choir audition as a kid, and all of a sudden you have a 12-track album out. What the hell?
It's just something that happened. I mean, I wanted to just play guitar because I've always loved music, and I thought, you know, I'm in trailers a lot, just waiting to go on set.
A lot of downtime.
A lot of downtime, so I thought it'd be fun to be able to amuse myself, and that was really the project. And also, my daughter was learning guitar, so I wanted to kind of learn along. And
what songs did you start out with when you were learning how to play guitar? What song did you want to learn first?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because that's really the way I was teaching myself, was just, okay, I got a chord book.
Smoke on the Water.
What's that?
Smoke on the Water.
No Smoke on the Water.
No.
There were a couple of first songs. The Wait by The Band was one. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by The Flaming Lips was another. And Broken Arrow by Robbie Robertson was another. And I just started looking at songs that I liked and seeing ones that were really, really simple that I could play at that point. And then I would just practice and practice until the harder songs I could play as well a little bit. And then I realized that, you know, a lot of the songs had similar chord structures, and it was really all about the melody and the lyrics. And then I thought, well, why can't I, you know, come up with a melody? Could I? Can I? And then it seemed that I could, and then the lyrics kind of followed after that.
But that first day in the studio, because, I mean, that's very intimidating. I've been to, like, a studio before. I remember when I was 16 years old, I wrote a song for a girl, and actually went to a studio and sang it, and it was terrible. But
really?
How was your first day?
What was the name of that song you wrote?
It was Tell Me Why. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Oh, my God,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, I do.
All right, this is the actual recording. You don't have... Okay, the actual recording of me in the studio.
At 16 years old,
I wrote a song called Tell
I'd
Me
love
Why.
To hear it.
All right, here it is.
Why? No, no, why? You didn't love me more. Why? Tell me why. You never told me before. I would do anything.
Good stuff, huh, David Duchovny?
Frank's face is getting so red right now.
I should open up for you when you go on tour.
That's kind of heartbreaking.
It is.
I gotta say. Like, tell me why.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
He was trying to get laid, and I don't even think it worked. Did it work for you?
It didn't work.
No, well.
So then I told some other girl I wrote it about her, too.
I saw you somewhere, David, and I can't remember where you were playing, but I looked to, I think, your left, and I was like, that's Keaton Simons. He's a friend of the show. He comes in here quite often. We love him, and you're buddies with him now.
Keaton is the main reason that I record, because Keaton is a friend of mine. I've known Keaton's mother forever. She was actually one of the first, she was a casting agent, Eliza Simons at the time, now Eliza Roberts, and she was tried to cast me in a show unsuccessfully, but we remained friends, and I used to babysit Keaton occasionally, and then we fell out of touch. Many years passed by, and I got back in touch with her, and she said, "Oh, you know, Keaton is a musician," and I was like, "Oh God, really?" Yeah, you should check him out. And I checked him out. I was like, "Oh my God, this guy's amazing," and Keaton and I became friends, and then when I started playing guitar, and then when I started writing songs, I said to Keaton, you know, do you mind recording these with me? Because I just want to hear what they sound like, you know? It's just for me, because he has a setup in his garage to record, which is better than my iPhone for recording.
Right.
And also, he could play the instruments where I can't record. I suck at playing. I can write, but I can't record. So he's a virtuoso musician, and we laid down all the first tracks of all the songs on this album. And Keaton is really the main reason you know, that I did any of it.
Do you remember that role that Eliza was trying to cast you as that you didn't get? I mean, that.
Of course I do.
Which one was it?
It was called Circus. It was about, it was a pilot. I think it was for ABC. It was probably 1989. And it was about a guy, the son of a circus owner, who wanted to, you know, kind of revitalize and bring the circus back.
What a great idea.
Well, see, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. It all worked out for you in the end, anyway.
David, the company's on the phone with us.
I came out there to test, is what they call it. They flew me out there. It was my first time in a limo. I was like, the guy was like, windows up. And I was like, no, windows down. I want people to see I'm in here.
And out the window, right.
So I didn't get Circus. And they kept me for another pilot that I didn't get. And then they kept me for a pilot, and they kept on testing me for each different role. There were three leading roles in this pilot. I tested for one, the other, and then the third. I didn't get any of them, and that was called Full House.
Oh, my God.
You were going to be Uncle Joey?
They were trying to fit me in somewhere. I think they probably, at the end, they had me reading for the Olsen twins.
So when David Duchovny's walking down the street, what do you hear more of? Do you hear more people going, hey, Fox Mulder, or hey, Hank Moody? I mean, what do you get more of now?
Is your mute button nearby? I get a lot of this. Motherfucker!
And those are just from your friends and your family.
I love it.
Yeah, that's my mother.
And you have a new show coming out, too, Aquarius.
Yeah, Aquarius on May 28th on NBC.
Can't wait.
I'm really excited about that, actually. I think it's a terrific show, 13 episodes.
What's that about?
It's 67 L.A., summer love, and I'm a homicide detective, LAPD, and the love of my life, who has gotten away and married a lawyer who is running the Reagan for Governor campaign. Their daughter, 15-year-old girl, has gone missing, run away. She comes to me and says, this is an embarrassment. We can't have this in the papers. Can you find her and get her back without anybody knowing it? And I say, sure, because I still love her. And I track down this 15-year-old girl to the outskirts of L.A. in the desert, where she's living on a commune with a young fellow by the name of Charlie Manson.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
And this starts on NBC next Thursday.
Tate LaBianca murders.
That's really good.
Next Thursday, 9 p.m. on NBC, and then the X-Files revival is coming back.
January. Right?
We were all excited to hear about that.
We start shooting that in June, yeah.
And then your book, Holy Cow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a busy man.
It was kind of a fable. I was driving in L.A., as you do. Mm-hmm. You know, spend a lot of time in your car. And you know how thoughts just pop into your head when you're driving? Very odd, sometimes, thoughts. And one just fully formed, popped into my head. If I were a cow, goddammit, I'd try to get to India.
Oh, stoner thoughts with David Duchovny.
I never drive impaired. What are you talking about?
David, thank you so much for calling the show, and good luck with Hell or High Water. It's his new album, 12 songs, at Amazon.com. Go pick it up. And on NBC next Thursday, the show Aquarius, and we'll be looking for the X-Files revival. And go pick up his book, too, Holy Cow, on Amazon.com. You're so busy, man. I mean, you keep yourself pretty busy all the time now.
Hobbies. I don't like to do anything except what I'm doing, so it's hard for me to... my time goes into the things that I like to do, and this is what they are.
Well, when you're back in L.A., swing in and come hang with us.
I will. Maybe I'll have a good idea on the way in, and I'll tell you.
And bring your guitar. We can hit three chords together.
I will. Where are you guys?
We're in Culver City.
And tell me why. Tell me why.
We'll do a duet together. Come on, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, you got to play my song, because I listen to yours. You got to listen to mine now.
Yeah, we're going to play your song next.
All right.
David Duchovny's song coming up.
Right.
We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show next on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.